This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I said the sounds of Blake Kofi saying Garden of God of Eden, and before that I played you Drake saying Way Too Sexy, and of course I played you Oxlade saying Kulosa here on MUT Radio. It's right now 2 minutes past 12. Welcome to the Date Hour. If you're just joining us, this is the Hlanganani Media Show, broadcasting live from MUT North Campus, Yonagumlazi Film Festival. Stay tuned. And here in the studio, I'm joined by Snema Kaula, who's a director and a writer and of course a producer. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure, and I'm not sure what to say, but you know, being surrounded by big people, you be like, oh my goodness, where am I going to start, you know?
That's crazy.
Let me just tell you, yes. If you're listening from home, Snema Kaula, she's a director on Ozano. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
The best telenovela in South Africa. In Africa, right?
Yes, in Africa.
Wow. How is that? Take us through what did you tell Lubuti and how are you feeling and Jay?
I mean, it's great. It's great to work for the telenovela. It's surreal. I mean, this is the dream. This is what Chimondo studied for. And so to be able to wake up every day to go tell stories, doing what you love, but also the responsibility that you have, because it's like millions of people watch, you know, so many households switch on their TV to watch the work that we do. So that pressure as well to make sure that you produce the best work that you can. But it's definitely just amazing.
Celebrating 10 years, right?
Yes, we are on our 10th season, season 10. It's been 10 years of Uzalo.
Wow.
Yeah, that is insane.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Take us through, as a director and, of course, your role here at Skoba Skulimlayona Umlaz Film Festival, how was that? And take us through your speech about me.
So, I mean, it's been a great experience. I love coming through to festivals. This one was particularly close to my heart because I was raised in Mlazi. You know, I'm from here, and I always believe that, you know, so much of our people are from here, then they get out and go out, and then we don't even know that they're actually from Mlazi. You know, you see people making it or doing great things, and then you assume that they're from elsewhere. Gandhi, you know, this is where you're from, and it just is such a showcase of what is possible and being able to be in a space to do that. And so today my topic was about creating art, the art of creating authentically. So it was a conversation around just creating our stories and authenticity, and what does authenticity actually mean, especially in an industry that will tell you there's no such thing as an original idea. You know, so how, what makes your story authentic, you know, and fundamentally authenticity is truth. Nobody can take away your truth.
Yeah, I love it because they see authenticity as one of the major things that people can't rely on because they're trying to fit in.
Exactly.
It's, I know, let me try to be someone else.
Exactly, because we're living in such a saturated world now. It's saturated by social media. People have way too many references of things to imitate. And, you know, when people present themselves on social media, they present their thing as the thing. So then now we've got young people imitating that stuff. The work that we do, even television, you know, art imitates life. People see that and they want to imitate and do it. So it's important to have the conversations around authenticity, especially for creators, so that the work that we put out there is authentic, so that we bring people back to truth and to self, and to remember that authenticity is not something you go to study or somebody gives you. It's within you. You always have it, and it never goes away from you. Just tap into it and know that even your story is worth being told.
It reminds me of my dramatic arts school teacher.
Yeah.
She said, whenever you're trying to be someone else or acting, like portraying a character when you want in your daily life, when I'm giving you the monologue right now and be like, okay, you have to portray this character now.
Yes.
Let's add. And this will be difficult for you because you already have two characters.
Imagine.
And that one you can't portray, convey
one.
It. You know?
Exactly.
So you will struggle.
And who's self?
You
know, who do you come back to? Mm. So that you can be able to portray that. Also, you cheat yourself the opportunity to know you.
Mm. Love it. I love drama. Okay. Just speak for days. How can we expect from Usne Makubalo as a director, as a writer, and of course as a producer? And what can you say to a person who's listening to this interview right now, who's inspired to be a writer, to be a director, or to be a producer?
Yeah. Well, firstly, what to expect from me? I'm currently in post-production for my feature film. It's the first feature I wrote and directed, and it's called I Am Not Next, around gender-based violence, which is a response to the Am I Next concept, just to be like empowering. And so that's going to be coming up next year. We're going to be premiering, you know, we want to go big with the premiere, you know, get it out there. So that's what to expect. And obviously, Monday to Friday, SABC 1, 8:30 standard.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I mean, you know, and I mean, what I would say to young people watching or listening, and they're inspired and they want to do, I'm a doer. I believe in doing. Just do it. Do it, even when you don't understand. Get out, and that's the beauty of now with smartphones and everything. We've got access to things. I mean, places such as this festival, you know, it's free entry. You get access to information. You get access to so many industry people, industry giants, people who are, you know, in panels, people who are there to impart their knowledge. You know, people are more generous with their knowledge than we think and than we know and than we, you know, like, just put yourself out there. Just do it. Even if your format is wrong and you're not getting it right, just... You want to be a writer, right? Take it, right? You have your peers and your friends. Grab your phone. Make something. It's going to be bad. My first movie was atrocious. But it's one of my favorite things. When I watch it, I'm like, oh, my heart. Because I see that girl who just was like, hey, let me do it. Let me just see. Let me just, you know, don't wait for perfection. You'll never get there. Take right now is perfect. Every moment is perfect. That's perfect.
Love it. Asne Makaula, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're hoping to see you just soon.
soon. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That is Asne Makaula, the director and a writer and a producer. And of course, she is a director on Uzalo. Mm-hmm. Season 10, you heard. And next year, there's some work that she is still doing. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm a social details, but I will just give you
On Instagram, I am Sneery _ writing, and on Facebook, I am Sinisipo Makaula.
Sneesipo Makaula on Facebook. And
Sneery _ writing. Sneery writing.
Sneery writing on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
We'll definitely follow you just now.
If you want to follow
Sneery Makaula, please do follow her right now. For you to be inspired, and from me to you, I'm inspired. See you just right now with more music. Let's go.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.